G'day, Rudits and Loz here with our daily podcast. A couple of things this morning. We spoke about mullets in schools and should do they have the right. This is the voice of the suburbs, by the way. She came on and said her son had been given a hair violation at school, whatever that means. And, Roo, a lot of people were texting in.
I've had a hair violation for my kids. Don't worry about that. They're always pushing the boundaries. In fact, on the text line, what about the two boys I saw crushing tomatoes the other day in the Instagram video? And he's spot on because I said, One of my kids looks like he should be in Dumb and Dumber because my oldest kid does cut their hair. So, yep, my kids are in that. I'm not excluding me. Another text was former British Prime Minister Boris Johnson. His hair was a bit wild.
Oh,
he was. Looked like an unmade bed.
Ungroomed. If you can identify as a cat at school, I'm pretty sure you can have a mullet. That was a text that got through. And, yes, you know, I must have said that's a pretty good point. What else have we got here? What if your hair's for cultural reasons? That's a good point because some cultures do have different stuff. Yeah, a few different ones there.
Yeah, all right. And more on that later on in the podcast. You'll hear from the voice of the suburbs. But in the meantime, Loz, tell us about cleaning household appliances.
Well, apparently you're meant to deep clean your washing machine every 2 weeks.
Bull dust.
Which I just... is like, when will it be enough? When will the house be officially clean? How many more things do we have to clean? We have to clean the cleaning machine.
But it's full of washing powder. Isn't that cleaning?
Surely it's self-cleaning.
The fact that none of us have ever heard of that means it's garbage.
Well, you say that, but, you know, I saw an advert the other day on TV, something slightly different but the same. You put a tablet into your bloody dishwasher to clean it.
Yeah, there's a special dishwashing.
Isn't it cleaning every time you use it?
Well, I have to vacuum my vacuum.
There you go.
When will it end? It's like when, well, Dr. Carl says you have to wash your sheets every 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
I know someone who does it every week.
Yeah.
I just think that's too
but
much.
That person would do a lot of other things.
Wait, what do you mean?
Well, if they're washing their sheets every week, they're probably cleaning their gutters every week.
I thought you meant that they were doing things in the sheets. That's why they had to clean it.
They might be doing that too.
Actually, that is a bit of a red flag, isn't it? I clean them every 3 days for reasons.
You wouldn't be able to move a cushion on their lounge, for instance, would you? No. Everything would be perfect.
Yeah,
coffee cups would all be, handles would be going in the same direction.
Have you got a cupboard like that?
I had a housemate who was OCD.
Name and shame. We know who it is. Go on.
The Birdman.
Yeah. Didn't he have the CDs in alphabetical order?
Sure did. Yeah. Yep.
What happened when you got
all his clothes were in colours in his wardrobe?
I got to say, he has that energy.
Yep.
You know, when you can just see it.
Perfectionist.
Yeah. What happened when you messed up his systems? Did he get mad?
Very mad.
Really?
Yeah. But he couldn't win that fight. No, good fella, Birdman. We love him.
Yeah, we do. All right. Triple M's Roo, Dids and Loz for breakfast.
Listen up. I read the news today. News? What news? Overnight news.
Another Qantas plane has been turned back.
Another one?
Yep, one from Adelaide to Perth this time.
This is happening every day.
Technical issues, apparently. Passenger flight QF887 was scheduled to take off from Adelaide Airport at 3:30 p.m. on Wednesday, but it turned around because there were technical issues. As I said, it did a U-turn over Lincoln, apparently.
Port Lincoln, yeah.
That just cracks me up. Have you ever seen a plane do a U-turn before?
No.
It would seem very unnatural.
Put its indicators on?
Or didn't they land
did
in Lincoln?
Did it give way?
They could land in Lincoln, couldn't they?
Oh, big plane like that.
Then you're in Lincoln, aren't you?
Don't know about that.
Where do you go from there?
Okay.
What's going on over there?
At Qantas?
What is happening in that little staff room?
I reckon a fair bit of bickering would be happening over there at the moment. There'd be a few staff.
But
meetings.
Alan Joyce will get his bonus.
Yeah. Oh, won't he? Juicy little bonus for Joycey. Yeah.
Yeah, indeed. Yep. Hey, you know Alice Springs is in the news.
Just a distraction.
And I'm just feeling really, really sad for everything I'm seeing up there. But how's this? our Prime Minister, Anthony Albanese, is under fire for, spending 4 hours there, and we know that story. But he put in some restrictions over the last couple of days. Mm. This is to do with alcohol. However, with these restrictions, if you don't mind, per day, you can still buy 60 cans of beer, 6 bottles of wine, and a bottle of spirits. That should get you through, I would have thought.
What is the restriction? I don't understand.
The only restriction he's put in is you can't get booze on Mondays and Tuesdays.
Yeah.
But I reckon if you bought that for the other five, it'd probably get you through.
You should be okay. And the other thing they're doing, they've had to ban the sale of hand sanitizer because on the odd days, you're right, Ruth, this is what they're drinking. So they're buying that and drinking that.
Heartbreaking.
So things aren't good well, in Alice Springs.
Yeah, if you read some of the stuff that's going on up there, it'll make you sick, unfortunately. So they've got a lot of work to do in Alice Springs. Hey, what about people speeding in South Australia? We heard the other day that an LPLAT, a 20-year-old from Smithfield, was caught doing 253 on the Northern Expressway.
Yep.
Unbelievable.
And he was on drugs, so not a good combination there. Well, yesterday, someone in the southeast, a 38-year-old, 196 in 110, so just, 57 k's less than that. But he was over the limit for booze and for drugs, so he got the combo. He got
dangerous, dangerous stuff.
What are people doing out there?
I don't know.
That?
Yeah. How do you get your car? If I did that in the RAV, when shuttles go out into space and all the doors fall off?
Yeah.
If I go over 110, it just starts rattling. Oh, hey, and guess who's retiring at 74? Ozzy Osbourne. Here's his announcement.
What can you write? What shall we write this one about? This or that, and we just mention a word. What about going crazy? Okay.
Yeah.
Oh. Is that fair, Dan? That wasn't from him.
No. But he has announced he can't tour. His body's no good. He hurt his spine. He fell over a couple of months ago, and he's not travelling well. And he said, I just can't tour. So,
well, I don't think
and he said, that's forever.
74.
This is the thing. These old rockers feel
who,
like...
Who rocks more at later than age 74?
Mick Jagger.
Mick Jagger, the Stones.
Oh, he's in his 70s, yeah.
Yeah,
all of the Stones, they're old.
Paul McCartney's still going. He's still touring and doing
stuff. Well, he's older than that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Jesus.
But it's like Ozzy feels guilty. Get
in a rocking chair and smoke a pipe and chill out.
Get your slippers
out and just cruise around.
I was saying, you don't really want to see him up there with the dyed black hair and struggling to sort of move around. It's actually very depressing. It's okay.
Well, you won't
see
it because he's not going to do it anymore, he said, as he just told us.
Yeah.
Didn't sound like he was capable.
Our next guest hosts a quiz show where the contestants come off second best.
What are the coordinates of planet Gallifrey?
1, 0, 0, 10.
That is incorrect. But by getting that wrong, someone might sleep with you eventually.
Somehow they've given him a new show called Taskmaster. Here to tell us all about it. Please welcome to Triple M Breakfast, Tom Gleeson.
I do not mind saying he is my absolute favourite. I am glued to his show on TV. But this is a new one. Taskmaster. Good morning, Tom Gleeson.
Yeah, good morning. Yeah, I've Channel 10. I used to work for them years ago. They fired me, so I went to the ABC. Became really popular, and now they've begged for me to come back.
Oh, show me the money.
You can be bought and sold, can't you?
The ex-girlfriend who wants you back when things are good.
That's right.
Oh, yeah, I'm happy to go back.
She's hot.
Pretty good.
Yeah.
So what is Taskmaster all about?
Oh, well, essentially there's five comedians, and they appear through the whole season, the whole 10 episodes, and I set them tedious tasks that they have to complete, and I get to sit back and judge whether they did a good job or not and give them scores.
Oh, give us a bit of an example, can you?
What's one of the tasks you've given out?
Well, they all involve a bit of lateral thinking, and there's often a bit of problem solving. But in the first episode, there's a task where there's a big pile of oranges, and they need to produce the largest volume of orange juice without using their hands.
Yeah. Now, okay. Very good.
So there's a lot of props lying around that they just have to use. But the thrill of it for me is one of the contestants misses the valuable piece of information: you cannot use your hands. So they think they are doing so well.
Yeah.
So do we see oranges between thighs and things like that or not?
Ooh.
Well, all I can say is, and this is part of the fun of the show, is every time you set five comedians a challenge, they come at it at five different ways.
Yeah.
And two of those ways you can probably predict, and the other three, you're like, where did that come from?
Mm. Who's on the show?
Julia Morris.
Yeah.
Ooh, nice.
Which is exciting because normally she sets people, challenges that they have to do in the jungle. Whereas now I'm setting challenges for her.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And we've also got Luke McGregor, who people might know from Rosehaven on the ABC.
Oh, he's so funny. Yeah.
And Nina Ayama, who's in Utopia.
Yeah.
And Jimmy Rees, who used to be Jimmy Giggle with Giggle and Hoot. And then we've also got Danielle Walker, who you may not have seen before, but she's certainly done a lot of shows in the comedy festival.
I love Danielle. She's
great.
She's a great comedian.
Good
from North Queensland.
Greg Davies hosts this in the UK. I watch it religiously on YouTube. And I always wonder, and it's very successful over there, so,
No pressure.
No pressure. But I always wonder how involved the host is in coming up with the tasks. Is it something that you sort of just pawn off to the producers and you sit back with a mojito, or are you in there coming up with these ideas and do you take pleasure in coming up with sort of torturous tasks?
Well, what happens is the production company puts the entire production together and then I get to come in at the last minute and host it. It's a dream.
Yep.
It's like Formula One racing. Yep. It's like they've built the car, all the engineers are there, and I'm like Daniel Ricciardo. I just walk in at the last second, well, bring in there and drive the bus really fast.
Apparently this is what David Attenborough does. He walks in at the last second and goes, and there's a snake here now. Yeah, and then he gets back on the plane and flies out. Yeah.
I'm like a jockey in the Melbourne Cup who's done no training, who just walks up, jumps on the horse and wins.
Yeah, that's it.
Well, as long as you get the ride right, mate, you'll be all good. Hey, tell us about the Fringe. You're coming to Adelaide for that as well.
Yeah, well, Hard Quiz Live, we did two big shows at the Adelaide Entertainment Centre last year, but it was just one night, so a lot of people missed it. So we're going to do a three-week run at the Gardens.
Brilliant.
So if people want to come and see us in the Gardens, it's going to be Hard Quiz Live in one of those tents, and it is going to be off the hook. Like, it's, I did some shows in Darwin at a festival that were in a tent, and it was pretty messy. The contestants, anyway, not all the contestants, you know, could speak clearly. No.
rough and ready in Darwin.
Beautiful. Now, looking forward to Taskmaster tonight on Channel 10 and 10 Play at 7:30. Tom Gleeson, thanks for joining us, and we look forward to seeing you in Adelaide in the Fringe.
Oh, I can't wait. I'm going to drive over. I don't trust those aeroplanes.
Good on you, Tom.
See you, Tom.
There he is, Tom Gleeson.
Despite all the mistakes...
What day is it?
Somehow, Ruined Dits are going to make it to 2,500 shows.
Yeah, that's a big number.
Loz presents the Roo and Dits 2,500 shows celebration. Thanks to Automasters. AutoCam, real-time video reporting direct from your Automasters technician.
Look, people are texting in, they're ringing in, they want to relive some good memories. Scotty Brownlow here from Penfield said a clear memory when Roo stacked his bike and ended up in the RAH. On the way to work,
when you
apparently looking at a dude in a suit.
That's right.
Which is spot on, Scott. That's exactly what happened. That might come up, I think, over the next few weeks.
So very good of you, Loz, to throw a party for us.
Yeah, look, it's been a lot of hard work, but getting it off the ground. It's going to be at the Bridgeway.
Yep.
23rd of February. 400 listeners. Away. We're going to have music. We're going to have comedy. There's going to be walks down memory lane.
Mm. We're going to give away tickets every day.
We're giving away heaps. So
we're reliving some of what we're calling the highlights. Now, John Blake worked with us for quite a while. Very, very funny man.
Yeah.
And we're doing this today because Ozzy Osbourne overnight has announced his retirement.
Yep.
He's got spinal injuries from a fall. He can't tour. Aww. And he said, that's it. Not only is he not doing this tour, but he says he's retired and that's it forever.
He sounds like he needs to retire though, didn't he? That grab we heard.
Yeah.
Anyway, here's a skit that Blakey did involving Ozzy Osbourne a few years ago.
Yes, and welcome, folks. It's great to welcome on the phone, Ozzy Osbourne, the great Ozzy Osbourne. Welcome, Ozzy. How are you, Ozzy? Welcome, Ozzy. How are you, Ozzy?
Pardon?
How are you, Ozzy?
Hello, how are you doing?
Very well, Ozzy. Are you excited about coming back to Australia, Ozzy?
I'm really looking forward to coming over and play with Black Sabbath. The gigs we did in England and Europe were really, really good.
Good, Ozzy. Well, what is the main thing that
pardon?
What is the main thing that you remember from last time you were here, Ozzy?
You know what? It's working with I don't know, you're familiar with, you must know, Rick Rubin.
Sorry?
Pardon?
Well, do you think it may have...
He doesn't like to sit down and just let you get on with it. Really makes us work, you know?
Well, I don't know what that's like, Ozzy. I don't know what that's like.
It really does. I mean, it's like the days when we'd go home and every Monday we go until Friday.
Yes, we do that here, but we go from Monday to Friday as well in Australia.
You know, but at the same time, if you know, Our idea is better than his.
Well, Ozzy, it will be great to have you back in Australia, Ozzy.
I didn't quite catch the end of that.
Sorry. Well, Ozzy, it's going to be great to have you back in Australia, Ozzy. When you come back.
But I don't really, we are doing this, I can't give you any information, so I don't know myself yet.
Well, all the best, Ozzy. Thanks for talking to me, Ozzy.
All right, God bless you.
Thanks, Ozzy.
Bye.
Bye, Ozzy.
Bye.
All the best, Ozzy.
Pardon?
That's a KG talking to Ozzy Osbourne. Is he any better than that?
Love working with Blakey. He was a very, very funny man. We've had a lot of people saying at home with the Ritrudos. I'm sure that'll come out as well.
Yeah, we'll get some of those out.
KG was hilarious when he took him off on Dead Set Legends.
Harry Styles, the Watermelon Sugar. Do you know any Harry Styles songs, guys?
Oh, I've heard them, but I wouldn't be able to tell you their names.
Oh, okay.
So who's he with?
He was with One Direction,
mm-hmm.
and then he split off and done his own thing. We've got a bit of water. No? Not ringing any bells?
That's his face. Ditz is in the car, cruising around.
What?
Where's the real instruments? Where's the guitars?
Does he get paid for that?
Yeah, he does. Lots.
Kidding.
A lot.
So normally wouldn't come up on Triple M, but this just feels very relatable in one way or another. He was on stage performing, and in the audience was his all-time crush, mm-hmm. Jennifer Aniston. Mm-hmm. I think a lot of people have – I have a girl crush on her. A lot of people have crushes on her from friends, and you feel like you know her, and she's had a big impact on people. Anyway, he's on stage, and he's dancing, and he's doing this little thing, and he splits his pants. Right in front of
the back of the pants.
Yeah, the back, all up the tuchus, and she's in the crowd. I mean, it's just classic. It's actually nice to know that even big superstars have moments like this.
Yeah.
Because everyone's embarrassed themselves in front of a crush,
mm-hmm.
I think.
What do you do? Just keep going? You have to, don't you?
Yeah, you have to keep going. Like yeah.
So you say everyone has. Well, tell us then.
Oh,
what happened to you?
If I were, it would, like a scroll, like a jester's scroll, would like if I went through the whole list.
Right.
No, I think I fell into a storm drain in front of.
A storm drain?
Yeah.
Hell.
You know those big square.
Would you have high heels on or something?
No, it was at school. Those big square grates on the ground. Mm. Someone had been mucking around and dropped something in there and they'd lifted the grate up and hadn't put it back on properly.
Oh, no. That's dangerous.
Isn't it? I'm walking to my lesson and next to me is Daniel, the guy I'm like in love with.
Mm.
And I'm already awkward and just don't know what I'm doing and saying stupid things and laughing too loud and overthinking everything and just sweating. And then all of a sudden...
Not watching where you're walking.
She's gone. She went into the earth. She went into the ground.
Turned into a sewer rat.
And I just went, what just happened? Everything went black. Yeah. I was in water.
Oh, no.
And the next thing I
know... Did Daniel come and save you?
Oh, look, the PE teacher had to get me, Mr. Leckle. He had to pull me out. And I'd peeled all under my arms like a carrot because I'd scraped all down the side. And I was like, I'm fine,
that
I'm fine.
Hurt.
Yeah, but I pretended I was fine because I was so embarrassed and I went to lessons. And then, you know, when you're in shock and then the pain starts to come. So halfway through German, I was like, das ist not good.
Das ist sore.
Das ist das.
Don't cough.
It took me years to be able to talk about that. That is.
Do you end up cracking on the Daniel another day?
No.
That was it. He wrote you off because you fell in the spoon drain. Jesus.
I was hoping for a happy ending to this story.
He went on to better things.
That's right.
What about you, Roo?
Well, yeah, I was doing Triple M footy one day just after I finished, and we're in the box calling the game. And, you know, concentrating on the footy, sitting down the front row, and, you know, it was a big game. And I remember turning around, and right behind me was Megan Gale.
Oh, my God.
In her prime. I'm talking 10 or 15 years ago. Not that she's not beautiful now. I haven't seen her for a long time.
She's actually held up very well. She's beautiful.
You know, out of the spotlight, I think, into the family life a little bit. Which is awesome. But 10 or 15 years ago, she was the hottest of hot property in Australia, and all of a sudden she's right behind me and I'm going, shit, that's the best looking bird I've seen for ages. That's like a real life supermodel, less than a meter away from me, and Kim Dillon's calling the footy and he is asked me a question from about 2 meters away. He's on the other side And I was just looking at him and his lips were moving and I did not hear a word that come out of his mouth. I was just totally starstruck and I just said live on air, I said, Kim, I know you just asked me a question, but you're going to have to ask me again because I didn't hear a word that you said. I'm a little bit starstruck, but she was absolutely gorgeous.
Your head goes all hot and you can't hear anything. Mm. It's just crazy.
Yeah.
Right now, we're talking about what happened in front of your crush.
Yeah, embarrassing moments. We've all had it happen. I think because you're overthinking when you're around them and you're not yourself.
Well, you're not even thinking.
No, you're not even thinking. You couldn't.
Just tongues on the ground.
You couldn't speak in front of Megan Gale.
I couldn't. I was just looking at her going, you are better than anything I've ever seen at Wakery, that's for sure.
Morning, Sarah.
Morning, Sarah.
No, she's from Port Augusta. We're going to have to Victor Harbour. Timmy, have you ever been starstruck?
Yeah, g'day, good. I had an encounter with Deborah Hutton a few years ago, I was in another life, but a judge for a fashion parade at the Magic Millions on the Gold Coast and with one of my fellow judges, and I said, gee, I'd really love to meet Deborah Hutton. God, just, you know, crush on her.
Yeah.
Anyway, I tapped on my shoulder, I turned around, it's Deborah Hutton.
Oh, no. How did you go?
I was absolutely gobsmacked. Yeah. I was a dribbling mess. Managed to calm down, had a glass of champagne, and she's a very lovely lady.
Oh. Bit of a hottie in the 90s.
Oh, my God, Deborah.
Oh, yeah.
I bet you got best on ground, Timmy, that night, did you?
Oh, yeah.
Good on you, Tim.
The old Magic Millions is probably a bit to look at up there, isn't it?
Yeah, for sure. No worries. Now, Jared, our producer's come waltzing in. What's happened to you, Jared?
Yeah, good morning, guys. This might be one of my favourite stories because it's about a friend. It's not me. I know a lot of people say that.
Yeah,
I've
got
a
mate.
It was in high school, one of my best mates. So the stakes are even higher. You don't want to make a mistake. Mm. And it was just so happened. It was one of those days where it's like, oh, meet a new person. And he's got stuck next to probably what was the most popular and good-looking girl in school.
Yeah, hot girl, yeah.
Anyway, this guy has always had a few respiratory issues and he's gone.
What?
Respiratory issues.
Asthma.
What from?
Tight chest. Yeah, tight chest.
He's a little wheezer.
Yeah, anyway, he's gone for a... This is just amazing. He's gone for a sneeze and the hangers come straight out.
Oh, no! In front of what school was it?
This is it, Brighton Secondary.
Miss Brighton but Secondary.
She didn't see it, which was the best part, so he's had to put the hand over the nose.
Oh, no.
And he's just like, are you all right, Jake? He's like, I got to go. And he's just left straight
out. Oh, no.
Oh, he had a little boogie bungee.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Oh, it's one of my favourites.
Tell me they got married.
No, I don't think I spoke again.
Oh, no.
God.
Something similar. We stitched up a friend, actually. You've just reminded me. So I've got this mate who was so good looking, right, that he used to annoy us, and all the chicks loved him.
Mm.
And he had this massive boogie hanging out of his nose.
But
he didn't know.
Oh, no.
And he's been talking to this hot chick for about 10 minutes.
Jeez, that's a test if he can get away with it.
And then he's finally gone to the men's, and he's looked in the mirror. He's gone, oh, my God. And he came back, he said, did you see? We all went, we know. He said, why wouldn't you tell? We go, no, bugger you.
Yeah. It's a handicap of it.
Yeah, exactly. needed to pull you back a little bit.
It's too easy for you without the booging.
Yeah, exactly.
Bring back the starting line. Yeah. How good. Ditz and I went to the Moonlight Cinema last night.
Yeah.
I don't know how Ditz pulled up, but I was fine.
Fighting fit. Hey, what a good concept, too, in the Botanic Gardens. It's brilliant. Really good night out.
Have you ever been, Ruth?
Yes, I have many moons ago.
There's something amazing about watching, like, the old drive-in days, watching a
movie
outside.
I love sitting outside, yeah.
And the stars are up there and they're,
laying back on those beanbags.
It was so good.
Yeah.
We saw the castle howling the whole time. Me and my friend Angela, I haven't watched it in a while.
You were like giggling little girls, I've got to say.
We were losing it.
Yeah.
It's one of the funniest movies of all time. You forget how good it is. You forget how many F-bombs are in it.
Oh, heaps.
But you forget how many classic one-liners are in the movie that everyone recites from time to time.
You got any, Benny?
Absolutely.
Hit me up.
Now, all up, it's going to cost $1,500. Now, that's $750 now, $750 in 6 months' time. So, $150 each.
I beg cash now.
No. Hold your horses. What is it with wogs and cash?
Here we go. I've got one more.
In summing up, it's the Constitution, it's Mabo, it's justice, it's law, it's the vibe, and... No, that's it. It's the vibe.
Dennis DeNudo, famous lawyer.
Dennis DeNudo is one of the greatest characters in the history of cinema.
If you have not watched that movie for a long time, do yourself a favour and watch it. But just beware, there's more F's than probably kids under 10 need to hear.
Yeah.
Tell him he's dreaming.
Yeah. Oh.
There's just so many one line.
One of the great Australian catch cries now, isn't it? Tell him he's dreaming.
Tell him he's dreaming. How's the serenity? Yeah. And things you just say that you don't realise are from the movie, but you say every day.
But it wasn't enough to keep the big fella on his toes.
Here's the thing. One of a national treasure this movie is, and we're all sitting out there, and you invited me, Ditz. It was your thing.
Yeah, all right.
Me and Ange look over as the credits start to roll, and this is what happened.
Ditz! You're asleep.
What was that? Play that again, Chopper, please. What was he doing?
Ditz. You're asleep.
I'm just having a rest. What were you watching it through your eyelids?
Just having a rest.
Just shutting my eyes for a second.
I thought it was late.
It was pretty
Did
late.
You put him to sleep, Loz?
Not me.
You're not a very hot date if you put him to bed.
No, that's right.
Yeah.
Anyway, it was a good night out.
It was a very good. Yeah. Thanks to McGain.
Yeah, McGain's invited us along.
Cinema. Yeah, good on you.
Triple M. Roo and Ditz have been together at Triple M for so long, they've racked up a ridiculous amount of shows.
100 billion.
Well, not that many, but it's about to hit 2,500. Loz presents...
Yeah, baby.
The Roo and Ditz 2,500 Shows Celebration. Thanks to Automasters, AutoCamp, real-time video reporting direct from your Automasters technician.
So we're reliving some of the great moments over the years, some of the highlights, the lowlights, whatever. Yeah. Now, a few years ago, a fella called Bill, a regular from Forestville, called in.
My father was in the late stages of dementia. And anyway, my mother was admitted to hospital, so Dad had to go into respite at a nursing home.
Mm-hmm.
And anyway, we went down on the Saturday morning to go and visit him, see how he was settling in and that. And when we walked through the door, they were all very distraught at our arrival. They said, "We can't let you go and see your father because he's passed away." And anyway, so they sat us down and gave us a coffee and biscuits and that sort of thing. Anyway, 2 minutes into the coffee, Dad walks past. Anyway, apparently some old codger had sneaked into Dad's room and laid on his bed and died. And, of course, they didn't know. They had no idea what, the relieving staff had no idea what my dad was. They just saw this, it's Mr. What's-her-name's bed. So it must be Mr. What's-her-name.
What did Dad say when he walked past? What are you guys doing here?
Anyway, that was a few years ago. Well, we've got Bill on the line again this morning. G'day, Bill.
Yeah, good morning, gentlemen. and Lodge, too. It was an interesting event that I'll never really forget. It's a bit like the breakfast show. There's always some excitement.
Yeah.
You saw a ghost or something, or what?
Yeah.
Oh, it's just, well, it wasn't something you expected, really. When you're told they're dead, you think they are dead.
Yeah, that's what you'd expect to actually happen. So,
well done, and thanks for being a part of the show. But way back, whenever it was that you called in, it was a highlight. It was a funny thing. But anyway, Bill, we've got some tickets for you and some friends to come along to our big party. Yeah. Anyway, so over the weeks to come, we'll keep reliving some of the highlights.
Good on you, Billy. Keep texting in, mate. Love your texts on the Automasters text line 0488 5104 7, and you can ring in with any funny moments you want to relive on 133353. We've got another one later on this hour with Ozzy Osbourne and KG when Johnny Blake took him off years ago after Ozzy retired last night.
Blakey, so good.
Very funny.
104.7 Triple M AutoCam. Real-time video reporting direct from your AutoMasters technician.
Rumor has it.
Have you heard?
Every morning at 7:40 a.m. hear what's happening in Adelaide first. The Rumor Mill.
All right, I've got another one in the world of sport, but not football this time. I'm venturing over to cricket,
right,
which is a bit topical at the moment. But there is a big blue about to happen in the world of cricket.
Ooh.
Between the SACCA and Cricket Australia. Mm. I think it's fair to say, from what I've heard, that the SACCA are sick to death of being taken for granted by the Cricket Australia, because the Adelaide Test is always a cracker, Dits, isn't
yep.
it? It's
yep.
just, it's seen throughout the world as a great destination. It's usually great weather. We don't have much rain. We've always had good decks, so we have a good game of cricket. Goes 4 or 5 days. Crowds are always large,
yep.
so it's a no-brainer. And Cricket Australia, I think, take Adelaide for granted because of that. But there's a bit going on behind the scenes with that at the moment, and SACCA have had enough, even to the point where I think you'll find the Premier of South Australia is going to get involved and make sure that the Cricket Australia board do not do something that the SACCA are unhappy with in terms of scheduling.
Oh, well, what, tell us more.
Talking
what do you
about
mean?
The test. No, I'm not going to say any more.
Well, hang on. The test match is always about the first week of December
yep.
for us every year.
Yep.
And we get good crowds because our crowds really appreciate the test. They love going.
Yep.
Don't tell me they're going to move it.
Well, let's just watch this space, but I think you'll see something making the headlines in the not-too-distant future.
Why would they mess around with our test match? It's successful.
I think they can put it wherever they want and it'll be successful. That might be the problem.
Well, bit of consistency. Everyone knows that the first week of December is our test.
Do they want to do something in that time? That...
Let's just watch this space.
Oh, he's reached his limit of what he can say.
Mm. Oh. All right.
I'm going to respect the person who told me,
okay.
but watch this space.
Okay.
SACCA, Cricket Australia, and the Premier of South Australia with his shirt on.
Right. Fair enough.
Oh.
It is 7:45. In under half hour, our pressure test. You can take it on and score yourself $500. But another way you can win cash is just by listening to Triple M with our triple play that pays.
Yeah, we were doing it all week. You had to listen for the 3 R's, the Red Hot Chili Peppers.
R.E.M.
R.E.M.
Rob Thomas.
Beautifully
done.
It's escaped me.
Pay attention.
And guess what? It went off yesterday.
Did it?
Yes, it did. We are sending someone to Melbourne to see the Red Hot Chili Peppers. Here's how it happened.
You might need to take some time off.
Yeah, I think I do.
Because you're going to the Chili's.
Yeah, beauty.
Yes.
Beautiful.
Who have you got in the background there?
Me fellow co-worker, Will.
Will, you might be allowed to go along with Damien. He's going to the Chili's in Melbourne next Tuesday.
Guilty.
Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Good
Did Mel just promise Will that he was going?
Yeah, he's going too.
That's next Tuesday night, the gig.
Yeah,
so,
it's brilliant.
Awesome.
Brilliant. Oh, we've got another three.
We have.
We've got another three.
Yeah.
I've set fire.
You're still at the cinemas, are you?
In so my head, sleep. I'm still on my date with
Dick. Right, who do we need to listen out for now?
It's the three Fs this time.
Okay.
Freddie Mercury.
Yeah.
The Foo Fighters.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
And you give me the last one, right?
I didn't listen.
Go, you go, Benny.
Fleetwood Mac.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
The Mac is back. So you've got to listen for those three.
When's that starting?
Right now?
As of now, yeah.
As of now. Mm-hmm. You've got to keep it locked to Triple M. You hear those back to back to back in any order. It can be in any order. And you call up and you win the prize.
Which high school did Red Hot Chili Peppers all meet at?
Fairfax High.
Very good.
Yeah.
No,
he likes to quiz me
bad.
On the Chili Peppers and surprise me, kamikaze me, and that was actually correct, wasn't it?
Good answer.
Yeah, there you go.
We're putting our ear to the ground, pounding the pavement, and finding out the real issues around Adelaide. Please welcome to Triple M Breakfast, the voice of the suburbs.
Yes, for the first time in 2023, the big topics, the big issues. Good morning to the voice of the suburbs.
Good morning, everybody.
All right, what's happening out there this week?
Us mums have been talking after the school sort of, you know, pick up and when the kids got home, because everyone started back at school, about the boys and their haircuts. The mullets, yeah. My son got a bit of a sort of infringement or a, you know, a warning notice.
Really?
Because his mullet was too long or too big.
Right.
What's he running it down the back, is he?
It's running down the back, I reckon. Well, I didn't think. It was just the school rule is it has to be above the collar.
Okay.
And so I think it's, you know, just growing a bit too
long.
What
is he going to do?
It's a private school.
Yeah, like.
Yeah, and so
what do you think about this? You're laughing, so clearly you're really happy that your son's growing a mullet.
I don't know. There's pros and cons, but you either love the mullet or you don't.
Mm-hmm.
And look, it's a trimmed mullet. Like he goes to the barber has it groomed. You know, like every 6 to 8 weeks, it needs a cut and or a trim or a tidy up, right? So, So there's two parts of this. One is I think I'm actually not minding the idea that the boys are taking care about their appearance. Like it's better than not caring and not washing your hair or not doing anything. I think, you know. So I think that's kind of cool.
Why don't they just do it themselves?
Well, don't worry. They do. They do. Like I think last year my son had a sleepover and one of the sons thinks he's a barber and got the clippers out and literally five boys came out with the most ridiculous haircuts of my life.
Well, check my joint out at the moment. My six-year-old looks like he's out of Dumb and Dumber.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, tell me this. So there's another question here I want to raise to the voice of the suburbs. Do you think it's good that a school has some discipline and has rules? Like, what if they said to all your boys, line them up? No, I'm sorry, but you're shaving off your mullets. We're not having mullets here. Do you think it's good to have rules like that, or would you shift your son to another school?
I think rules are important because you probably couldn't have kids rocking up in mohawk, green mohawks and stuff, you know. Like there has to be, they're not like that offensive mullets. Like it's not right down their back, you know. Mm-hmm. That'd be big. Interesting, actually, because I think my son would want to put his foot down and say, I want to leave.
Wherever rule with a, you know, a curfew or a haircut, wherever the line is, it's always a grey area. But I'm up for a bit of discipline in schools. I
can tell
good.
You, I know I'm a dinosaur, but in my day, like we did get told, you cut your hair before tomorrow. We got told. You got called into the office and you had to abide by it or you got detention.
And they do it at the schools now, absolutely.
But it's a style issue because it's not, if it's kept groomed tidily, then what's the issue? You know, then it's just about what the teacher thinks looks good and what they think looks bad, and that's up to them, you know, what they like in their own personal life. But if the kid's clean, he's tidy, he's well groomed, then should be fine to have a mullet. It should be fine to have a mullet. It should be the same as having a short back and sides. You know, who's to say that short back and sides is any different value to a mullet? You know, as long as he's clean, that's what I care.
Yeah, I agree with you, Loz.
All right.
So I don't know. I might be called into the principal's office next week. We'll see.
All right. Report back to us. Fantastic.
Okay.
Thanks, boys.
Thank you.
The voice of the suburbs.
Talking about mullets in schools.
Yeah. Should schools have the right to call the kids into the office and say, hey, go and get a haircut, son? Now, Mike from McGains has texted in, Automaster's text line. If a girl can have long hair, why can't a guy?
That's a very good point.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's his take on it.
Yep.
Defend that one.
Who have you got there?
We've got Connor from Morfitt Vale. G'day, Connor. What would you like to say?
I reckon it's absolutely ridiculous that schools have any say in how somebody wears their hair. So they're to get an education to learn how their hair is has no effect on that whatsoever.
All right. How old are you, Connor?
25.
25.
What if they have holes in their clothes?
Well, some people might not be able to afford to buy new clothes either.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're right.
I think.
So what do you do for a job?
It doesn't
Connor?
Affect their learning. I'm an electrician.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Thanks for calling in, Connor. Very forthright.
Yeah.
I like it.
Let's go to Lewiston. G'day, Josh.
Hey, morning, people.
Morning.
What would you like to say?
Well, it's funny that this has come up because my son came home last night and had an argument with mum because he was going to cut his own hair because school has told him he's got to cut his mullet because it's touching his collar.
Right.
Yeah.
Yep.
So he was going to cut his own hair, and then mum's like, no, I've got to book you in. He goes, mum, it's just got a thing, so he's got to wear a ponytail.
Oh.
He's got to wear a ponytail.
Little man bun.
So what do you think about that, Josh?
Well, to be honest, it's not even that bad of a mullet. It's just got long hair at the back, but he's only just long, just past the neck, you know? Mm-hmm. So,
yeah. All right.
You know?
All right, thanks for calling in, Josh. All right, Renee at Aberfall Park, what do you think?
Hi, I think let them have their hair however they want. I think when my 5-year-olds are starting school, and if there's one thing that they can express themselves in, and it's hair or a colourful pair of socks or
whatever is their identity, let them have that. I think the world is going to do that much later anyway. So, you know, a bit of freedom to just be themselves because they're perfect exactly the way that they are.
Mm. All right. Good on you, Renee.
Why do they do this? Is it about discipline? It's a discipline. It's like what if you have long socks and, a certain type of hat you have to wear or whatever at school or a uniform that you don't like? Where does it stop and start express yourself your own way with fashion with your haircut or fashion with your clothes?
All right. The extreme example is the army. When you go into the army, they'll do things like call you in one day and say, cut your hair. So you get your hair cut.
Yep.
They call you in the next day and say, go and get your hair cut. Say, but I did yesterday. They say, do it again. And then you go third day around, they say, cut it again. It's about
discipline.
And you might say that's stupid. And I know. And
I get
stupid.
It.
But so what it is, it's discipline and rules where you learn to go, well, they're the boss. I do what I'm told.
Okay. Yeah.
So with school, I think it's a bit the same. They're just saying, we've got rules here.
Yep.
And if we don't have any rules, it'll just be a rabble. I think that's the thinking, but I'm not 100% on it.
I think it's I don't know that if you let people have their hair the way they want to have it, then all the rules go out the window.
No.
I think it is a slippery slope in, like, where do you draw the line and where do you have a bit of discipline? But, again, it just goes back to this thing. I think the teachers don't like the way mullets look. I don't think it has anything to do with how groomed they are, how clean they are, how good they are at learning.
Well, what about Connor, the first caller? His point was, well, what if you're a straight-A student but you've got awful hair?
Yeah.
And he's right. I mean, you're there to learn. So does it really matter?
Look at Albert Einstein.
Good
the
point.
The messiest hair in
Very
the history of the world.
All right. Adam at Mount Barker, what do you think?
It's a bit, as Ruth said earlier, it's a bit of a grey area. What it was last year, I've got a 7-year-old daughter, and she goes to a private school up in the hills, and she got pulled into the office last year because her hair wasn't in a ponytail.
Mm-hmm.
She's seven.
Yeah.
She's seven, yeah. And we...
Obviously, you just dropped out.
I didn't drop him. That
no.
was, yep.
Just okay. dropped out.
Just dropped out.
Come back if you want. Let's go to Para Hills. G'day, Will.
Hi.
How old are you, Will?
I'm 12 years old.
Okay, tell us your story.
I think mullets are completely okay. As it's just a hairstyle. It's not bothering anyone.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And I've got a few friends at school that have mullets. So.
Okay, cool.
I like that.
Okay. All right. And obviously everything's fine at your school. You're allowed to have a mullet and just get on with it.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Thanks for calling in, Will. Good on you.
So, Loz, are we allowed to rock up? Are you allowed to be on reception at Triple M with a face tattoo?
Well, this is the thing. I don't know.
Can you have a nose piercing?
Yeah. It's,
with a big ring hanging out?
It's all changing. Because I think, what do you feel about those things, Ray?
I'm asking you.
I don't have any issues with those things. I think do whatever you want, but I understand that.
Could the Crows coach have a green mohawk?
I'd love to see that,
please. Nixie, come on,
Nixie,
come on, Nixie.
Could our premier have a massive mullet?
It'd make him cool, I suppose.
Yeah,
Ditz, you'd be the first to crack it.
Yeah.
No. Well, why do you say that?
Because. You're like me. You like discipline and you like...
Traditional sort of
values. I'm all up for tattoos and earrings or whatever, but there is a...
Well, you have a perception.
There are rules in different places, aren't there?
I think so.
Well,
but maybe that's changing.
And I think being too self-expressive in a professional environment can start to affect the environment, you know, which is, I think, goes back to the army, strip their personality and their identity away, and then they can kind of fall into line, which is not what you want to do in a workplace. You want people to feel safe and creative, but...
There is a perception. So to go on with Rue's example, if our premier had 30 piercings in each ear and a nose and both nipples or something and face tattoos...
And we'd know about it too.
I think you'd look at him and go, gee, he's different.
You know, if your kid... Like, at the moment, I think in private schools, if you've got less than a number 3 on your clipper, you get in trouble, right?
Mm.
If it was number 5, they'd go to number 3. If it was number 3, they'd go to number 1. Whatever your rule is, that's what I was trying to say before, they will go over that boundary.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So if it's collar length, they'll go to the next, everyone wants to push boundaries.
Yeah.
So we gain nothing out of that, really.
No.
what I took from it is I would have thought 99% of those callers and text
everyone
messages...
Everyone had a good point.
Yeah. But they're all saying, get on with
it.
You've
got to have boundaries somewhere, don't you?
I guess so. But our callers were all for just have a mullet, do whatever you want with your hair.
Yeah.
Rock on. At least they've got hair.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a great out.
Triple M Breakfast with Lou Dits and Loz.
What a goal!
Overnight Sports.
Young crow Sam Berry is an absolute tackling machine. He faced the media yesterday and said he wants to take his game to the next level.
Little things like, I mean, hitting the scoreboard, getting the ball a little bit more to start, and just backing myself. And it's probably more a mindset thing than anything. Just a massive confidence boost. So, no, I don't think tackles are one of those things that you don't get a car, sadly.
No, you don't win a car for best tackle. That's what he was saying, unlike Mods, who won a couple for taking speckies. But he started kicking goals last year and getting a bit more of the ball, and
yep.
And that's what he wants to do, take his game to the next level, and I think he will. He's going to be a good player.
I've got some breaking football news. James Heard has walked away from the game. He's departed GWS. He was an assistant coach and says he now wants to focus on business interests.
Yeah, okay, because there was a lot of talk that he wanted to be the head coach.
Well, he missed out on the Essendon. Bombers job. Yeah, he missed out on that. So, yeah, he's walking away from the game.
Yeah, not surprising, but, yeah, he's been a star in the past.
In
sure.
Cricket news, Usman Khawaja, you would have heard yesterday, his visa was denied anyway. It's now been approved overnight, so he's flying out to join the rest of the Australian team over there in India. Big Bash final this weekend. The Perth Scorchers will host it Saturday. Tonight's other semi is between the Sydney Sixers and the Brisbane Heat. Novak Djokovic, now so much has been said about his hamstring and his injury at the Australian Open. Many, many people question whether or not he was actually injured. Well, Craig Tiley, the tournament director, has now come out and said, I can confirm he had a 3-centimetre tear in his hamstring.
Yep, so there's lots of people online absolutely potting him and saying, ball dust, this is rubbish, blah, blah, blah. I've contacted a very well-known physio in Adelaide who deals in elite sport, and he said it is highly likely, if it's true, it was in the medial hamstring, which is where his tape was running over on his leg. We've had a player at a club play with a strain in that area. But if it was in the lateral hamstring, then he wouldn't have been able to do it.
Okay.
So there is that's a top-level physio saying it's possible.
Fair enough. And just to finish on, legendary quarterback Tom Brady has called it quits.
I'm retiring for good. I won't be long-winded. You only get one super emotional retirement essay, and I used mine up last year.
Yeah, we know he's done that before, but anyway, he has called it quits. That's our look at sport.
It's Triple M Brekkie with Roo, Dits and Loz. Tom Gleeson is on the show right after this.